I'm curious what your thoughts are about dose-dense AC paclitaxel / trastuzumab. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Do you think that that right now is a rational program?
I think it's absolutely rational. I think what the data have shown with dose-dense trastuzumab are nothing more and nothing less than it can be given together, that it's safe. I don't think that it's hugely better. And the things I have concerns about with regards to the whole dose-dense approach is, you know, all of the things that were postulated, multiple things were postulated, haven't come out of that model. When they've been tested in the clinic, they failed, except for the most recent iteration of dose-dense Taxol given by the regimen that's now being used. And there, the efficacy data that was initially presented when 9741 was first presented have really deteriorated. There was only a 2% difference to begin with. It was said to be a difference that was seen in all the patients. It turns out that the real benefit is in the ER-negative subgroup, and there it's even gotten a little less. It's not quite as strong. So I think you pay something for doing dose dense, which is the patient coming in frequently. I think there's more myelotoxicity, especially with regards to red cells and anemia. So I think that it's dealer's choice in terms of what you want to use. Either TAC or AC followed by T in a Q3-week regimen, where there clearly the one thing dose-dense does do is decrease the toxicity. But I don't believe there's really compelling data that increases efficacy.
Again, you're talking about HER2-negative tumors.
In all comers. And then when you look at the HER2-positives, I think that the data that are coming out of Memorial show that you can safely give dose-dense trastuzumab, and that's a good thing to know for the people who really feel that they want to use dose-dense, that you're able to do it safely. Do I think there's any more advantage to it? Absolutely not.